be quiet, Sandy, cause you like to be Malone. I love the bumping, bouncing wave, the ocean is my home. I could tell you all a tale you've never heard before. And when I tell you what I'm going to tell, you'll simply roar.
Ach, but you must have heard about it. Eh? No? You must. There's no use of sitting there saying that you didn't, because you must. No? Well, then, I'll tell you how Shackleton and I nearly discovered the South Pole. It was one Sunday morning. I'm telling a lie now. It was a Saturday morning, because it was the end of the week. And I was very hard up. And I had just borrowed 2 shillings from a chap. And I had just popped into this wee place that I'm in the habit of going into when Shackleton introduced himself to me and asked me if I would have something to drink. I said, what are you drinking yourself, Shack? Oh, he says, I'm having a small port. Well, I said, I'll have a large one. So whenever it was put down, of course, I scoffed it off. He didn't say anything, but he just gave the waiter a wink to bring another one. And I scoffed it off even quicker than I did the first. He said, you seem to be very dry, Sandy. I said, yes, Shack. I'm always dry in the morning. Mm-hmm. He said, then what's the cause of that, Sandy? I said, I don't know, sir. I think it's because I don't drink enough at night. However, he ordered another one and I scoffed it off too, quicker than I did the first two. And after he recovered, he said, see, you're the smartest and swiftest consumer I have ever seen. I said, is that so? I said, I never run no risks. I said, I once got my glass knocked over. He said, will you have another one? So the time that the waiter was away bringing another one, he said, says he, I can see, he says, that you're a seafaring man. I said, yes, I'm a jellyfish catcher. Sometimes, I says, I go to the shrimp catching. He says, how would you like to go to the South Pole with me? I said, all right, Shack. He said, be down at the ship tomorrow morning at 10:30. So I was there, and after we went away out into the channel, of course, by this time, Shack was stuck up in the crow's nest. And I shouted up to Shack, says I, what road are we going to go, Shack? He said, bear to the left. Take the first turning on the right. And keep her head bound for Norway. So I would be at the wheel about 6 weeks, when all of a sudden I hears a voice shouting, reverse! Reverse! So I reversed. And the twist I gave yon ship, well, it didn't do any good. And when Shack got up to me, he says, you blethering fool, he says, did you not see where you was going? He said, that's an iceberg there. I said, what are you blethering about? I thought it was a London fog. But talking about the sea, I'm telling you, there's nothing like being out on the bounding ocean, over the bounding sea. Bounding over the bounding wave, that's the place for me. I'm a bounding bounder when I'm bounding over the sea. Up the north of the north, the fall, I bound in the bound.